Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in tonight from around the world, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. It's Friday in the USA, folks. Friday. That's a good day in America, it seems like, for all those that go out there and work for a living. And a bad day for a lot of people in America that don't have any jobs to go to. Matter of fact, another week gone without any pay. Our government's outsourcing all manufacturing and industry from America. I got a phone call just a couple days ago from a young lady who didn't sound American whatsoever. I have a Dell computer here in the office, and he was calling to talk to me, and my secretary, Carol, said, hey, there's a young lady on the phone wants to talk to you about your Dell computer, and I can't hardly understand her. So I picked up the phone, and I said, young lady, where are you from? She says, Dell Computers, in very broken English. I said, what nation are you in? She says, India. So I said, well, listen, I don't want to talk to anybody in India. If you want to talk to me, you get somebody in America, and they will talk to me. And she said, well, what's the matter with you? I said, well, I don't like our government outsourcing all of our jobs, and I certainly don't like Dell Computer outsourcing the job of Americans over to India. I have nothing against you, but your job should be in America. And so I said, have a good day, and I hung up. I think it would help us, folks, if we all did that, because it seems like that these companies feel that, heck with America, you know, we're going to outsource our jobs and pay somebody $2 an hour, a dollar an hour, and we won't have to pay an American $6, $7, $8 an hour in the USA. And so I think more of us ought to take that stand and just start refusing to talk to anybody that's not from the United States in this great outsourcing of our jobs out here. Well, we'll be right back, and we'll get into something very important to everybody around America when we come back. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program in just a couple minutes.
You have I've heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Remember Gorbachev, you know, the guy with the tattoo on his forehead? Everybody thought he was the Antichrist for a while here in America. Well, our government didn't. They hugged him and kissed him. Fellow communists always love each other and gave him the Presidio up in California for his new home, military base up there where he could run the world government Green Cross up there and help use the environmentalist wacko movement to destroy manufacturing, destroy property rights and industry in America. Well, Gorbachev's calling the Iraqi elections a fake, according to Moscow News. Yes, it's very interesting, isn't it, folks, when you get the news from other parts of the world. Wonder why we didn't hear about this here in America. Gorbachev is a love bunny for the Bush crime family and the Clinton crime family and all these international crime families. Just wonder what the problem is. But anyway, it says here, former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev called the Iraqi parliamentary elections a profanation. I don't know quite what that is. I'm an old Southern boy, you know. That's I guess it's a fake. The head of the title on the articles, Gorbachev called Iraqi elections a fake. So profanation, I'll have to look that one up. But he says in an interview with the Interfax news agency, he said the elections are very far from what true elections are. And even though I am a supporter of elections and of the transfer of power to the people of Iraq, these elections were fake. Oh, my gosh, the love affair is over. What is going on? He says, I don't think these elections will be of any use. They may even have a negative impact on the country. Democracy cannot be imposed or strengthened with guns and tanks. The agency quoted Gorbachev as saying, well, for an old communist that was involved in using guns and tanks against their own people for decades and decades, that's quite a statement, isn't it, folks? Earlier, the Russian Foreign Ministry said it respected the result of the Iraqis' elections. However, the statement said that it was important for the Iraqi people to acknowledge and accept the poll's results. Russian President Vladimir Putin said, also, he welcomed the parliamentary elections in Iraq, calling it a step in the right direction and a positive event. Well, interesting. The Russian Duma here, the next article in the Moscow News, says the Russian Duma refuses to recognize Iraqi elections as fair. Russia's State Duma has expressed doubt over the fairness of the Iraqi elections held last month. A statement from the lower chamber of parliament reads, given the present-day Iraqi political situation, it was impossible to create all the essential conditions for recognizing the Iraqi elections as free and democratic. The Russian information agency Nostrova quoted the statement as reading. The deputies emphasized, meanwhile, the Russian observers were absent during the election. So we didn't have any Russian observers over there, folks. That's sure a shame. You know you could trust them. Despite the remarks, however, the State Duma deputies believe the Iraqi elections can be declared legitimate because there is no other way to restore Iraqi sovereignty, which they call violated by the occupation of American troops. The State Duma called on all responsible Iraqi political forces and the parliaments of the concerned foreign countries to support Iraqi's new parliament in its difficult work aimed at facilitating an Iraqi peace settlement. Well, what do you think, folks? It is interesting when you read the foreign press. Well, we can say here at our Anabet Police Military Newsletter organization and from Police and Military Against the New World Order that it is just absolutely impossible for us to believe that we have staged elections here in America all the time, like this last presidential election and the one before that. And that these same men that stage our elections in the United States between the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party, really just one party, two wings of a bird of prey, as Pat Buchanan calls them, and that we would go over there and give them honest elections after we've taken over the oil wells, we've taken over the land and the nation by these international crime bosses, from Britain, the head of the Britain government, the head of the American government, head of the Israeli government, and that we're just going to turn the country back to these people because we love them so much. We're going to give them fair elections, folks. Do the Russians know something the American people don't know? Think about it. There's a lot of things the American people don't know that probably the Russian government knows. For example, we now have a new communist pro-abortion, the Aslan Reconquista program, a member of the La Raza, the organization for the race, the racist organization for revolutionary American and illegal Mexicans, that is, Latinos. The program of the La Raza, if you read what they're all about, you'll find out that they're very anti-American. And we have the same person who's been now brought in as our new Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, I'm talking about here, is also a member of MECHA, not just La Raza, But Mecha, if you remember, folks, is the student organization around this nation that is a revolutionary Latino organization that takes your children in if they are Latino, if they're Mexican. And they take them in the junior colleges and the high schools and turn them into revolutionaries. And they become, matter of fact, they have to sign a paper when they come in, say that they're 100% in agreement with the Aztlan Reconquista program, the Mecha program that Alberto Gonzalez is a member of, was started in 1969, and it stands for Movimiento Estudiantil Chicanos de Aztlan, and it is this intolerant and racist Chicano student movement that's promoting the, for over 40 years now, our government has funded this Mecha program, and its first purpose has been to infiltrate the American educational system, promoting anti-American, pro-Mexican sentiments, recruiting an army of young American Latino revolutionaries, and their ultimate goal is a Marxist revolution through which to gain voter control of future leaders, assure unrestricted legal and illegal immigration from Latino countries, and thus guarantee the reconquering of the southwest part of the United States from Mexico. We've talked about this before. We're going to talk about it tonight a little bit. Because we want you to know about Alberto Gonzalez, pro-abortion, as all of the serious, the top candidates that Bush has appointed and have been cleared now for his cabinet are all pro-abortion. You know, very interesting, isn't it, folks? So is Chertoff, this Michael Chertoff, this head of Homeland Security now, who just took in to his bosom an ex-KGB agent, top KGB agent, General Yevgeny Primakov, and Soviet KGB officer, general officer, and the top East German state security police, Stasi officer, top officer, named, Marcus Wolf, that's it. So now we've got a communist named Chertoff, who's head of our our Homeland Security, and he's just brought in an ex-KGB chief and a Stasi chief to help him surveil the American people and control the American people. Wonderful, folks, just wonderful. Let's go back to Alberto Gonzalez here for a minute. I think we need to take some time tonight to remind you about what Alberto Gonzalez is a part of, and what his belief system is, and what he's going to be a part of here in America in the next few years, accomplishing. One of his greatest accomplishments will be the fulfillment of the program of Aztlan and Reconquista. I'm going to share with you once again, for all you listening tonight, what Aztlan is and the Reconquista program is. And basically, it's simply the removal of Texas, California, Arizona, New Mexico, parts of Utah, Nevada, and Colorado back under the Mexican flag, and that is happening as we speak right now. These are the properties, folks, that was sold to the United States legally by Mexico under the Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty of 1848. And this Aztlan movement... first of all, I'll tell you what Aztlan means according to the legend. It means Aztlan land, or Aztec land. Now, Aztec land was supposedly, according to a legend, in North America and the ancestral homeland of the ancient Aztecs, a land that they left up here in America, and they journeyed south to the new center of their civilization, which was Mexico City, Mexico. And why do you care about this? I'm going to tell you why you care about this, and all your families, all Americans care about it when we return after this break.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Jack McLamb program, folks. We're talking about a serious matter for America today. We've been surrounded in the southwest part of the United States. I know as a police officer in the sixth largest city in the United States there for many years by this international movement to move literally millions and millions and millions a year of illegal aliens from south of America. Not just South America, Central America, Mexico, and elsewhere, Latinos into America. And many of these people are leftist revolutionaries. They're flat-out Marxist revolutionaries. And our college professors, most of the Latino college professors are Marxists. And we're going to read you some quotes from some of them right here, talking about the taking away of one-third the United States back under the Mexican flag. The land that was sold to America lawfully back in 1848, and they are succeeding big time because the government of the United States, our international crime lords that have controlled the government of the United States way back since the days of Andrew Jackson, actually, according to FDR, President FDR, that's what he said. But anyway, they've been funding this Aztlan Reconquista program, the reconquering of the southwest part of the United States by Marxist revolutionary Mexicans, or Latinos, I should say, because they're not all just Mexicans. And they are successful because our government has been funding it with our tax dollars for 40 years at least in this country without the American people knowing about it. Now, Alberto Gonzalez is a part of this movement. He's a big shot in the movement. He's a member, a big top member of La Raza, the racist organization for Marxist revolutionaries in America. And he's a member of MECHA, which we were just telling you about. And I wanted to share with you a little bit about both these organizations. First of all, Aztlan. I was talking to you about Aztlan. It is a name that in the U.S. Republican and Democratic political system, the term today refers to an area within the United States called Nation of Islam. Nation of Islam. I'm sorry, folks. Nation of Aztlan. Let me spell it for you, because you can put this in a search engine and just have a lot of fun reading about the takeover of one-third of the United States by these leftist revolutionaries like Alberto Gonzalez that the president has just appointed as our attorney general. Aztlan is spelled A-Z-T-L-A-N. A-Z, like Arizona, T-L-A-N. But Nation of Islam, I keep saying that, Nation of Aztlan, in the computer, and push your search engine button, and it will bring up a lot of material on this movement to take back the southwest part of the United States and New Mexico. Now, leftist revolutionaries in America's dual party, single party, the Republican Socialists and Democratic Socialists, which is one dual party, claim that the United States stole these lands from Mexico and that they must and will be recovered by Mexico through either violent revolution, if not through the current silent invasion of millions and millions and millions of illegals coming into this land. Now, as a police officer from the sixth largest city, Phoenix, Arizona, working in the high crime area, what we called the war zone of South Phoenix, the high minority area, I met a lot of these Latino revolutionaries. And they're not all fruit pickers, folks. Sorry to tell you that. They'll pick your fruit, all right, but it may be permanent. Might put you in the hospital, might put you in the grave when they pick your fruit. But they're here to pick fruit, all right, but it isn't the type that you want to bite into and wipe the juice off your chin, believe me. I was in fights, battles with these people numerous times. I was the intelligence officer for the Phoenix Police Department, the intelligence officer for the Phoenix Gang Squad, and most of the gangs we have in Phoenix were in South Phoenix, and they were Latino gangs, and that's where these Mexican Marxist, illegal, alien, Mexican Marxist, military trained, I would say also, young people gather to lead the gangs, the Mexican gangs in Phoenix and the other cities in the southwest part of the United States. And they mean it. I was at a meeting probably 5 years ago now in L.A. I told you this before, but we probably have a lot of new listeners. I snuck into a meeting or tried to sneak into a meeting in L.A., Los Angeles, about 5 years ago, that was meeting across from the Times Mirror, the big park across from the Times Mirror in downtown L.A. And it was billed to be a meeting of revolutionaries, and it was the new Black Panther Party, a Marxist black organization. Some of you will remember the Black Panther Party during the 60s. Well, this is called the new Black Panther Party. Hardcore Marxist revolutionaries here in America, and the Brown Berets de Aztlan, which is a Marxist army in America of these illegal aliens coming in with military training. Tell you about that meeting when we get back. I hear we're coming up on a break here. And I think we'll open the phone lines up, but I want to go on talking to you about Alberto Gonzalez and hope you feel very secure as an attorney general who's a Marxist and a Homeland Security chief.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Tonight, I've got a few more things to say here before we go to the phones. I know this is very upsetting to a lot of people. I have six of my grandchildren and two sons there in Phoenix. And this is going to happen, folks. The southwest part of the United States is going to go back into Mexico because no one in America knows about it. No one is calling their congressmen and senators and saying no to this Reconquista program. And the president of the United States and his Marxist brother in crime, President Vicente Fox, just like President Zedillo before him, have been leaving those borders open. The president of the United States has stated that he's going to leave the borders open so we can get literally millions and millions of illegals in here every single year. I mean, millions, not just 3 or 4 million, but 10, 12 million a year are coming across that border. It's coming. It's happening so fast today. But I want to tell you something. I lived my whole police career in South Phoenix with blacks and Latino good Americans, good American black and Latinos, many of them, the families. And I can tell you the Latino families that I knew, matter of fact, I have relatives that are fine Latino Americans, and they hate this Reconquista program. They don't want to go back under the Marxist Mexican system that Vicente Fox and George Daddy or George Jr. Are trying to set up today. the international globalists, it's amazing, folks, that this is all going on. And isn't it funny that the globalists, the New World Order gang, George Bush Jr. and Sr., and his Homeland Security comrades in arms, will never investigate nor hinder in any way the daily endeavors of these invaders, these terrorists, these revolutionaries coming into this country to divide up the South and take and conquer the southwest part of the United States and remove it from America. They won't do it. They won't mention it. And it's happening right under our noses. Here's Jose Angel Pescado, a Mexican's consulate general in 1998. He says, I think we are practicing La Reconquista in California, with a chuckle and a chuckle, is what the Mexico's consul general said in 1998. Mexican newspaper, the Excelsior, one of the biggest papers in Mexico, says this: the American Southwest seems to be slowly returning to the jurisdiction of Mexico without firing a single shot. And Bill Clinton's Secretary of HUD, Marxist Mexican Henry Cisneros, said these population dynamics will result in the browning of America, the Hispanization of America. It is already happening. It is inescapable. And President Zedillo under George Papa Jr., or George Papa Sr., said this: I have proudly affirmed that the Mexican nation extends well beyond the territory enclosed by its borders. And, of course, George Bush Sr., or Jr., and President Vicente Fox both agreed to that. Let's see. Let's go to some of these revolutionaries and what they're saying right now, and then we'll open the phone lines up. California Democratic Party chairman, Marxist and racist Art Torres, said this: you white boys had better keep affirmative action. You're going to need it. Proposition 187 was the last gasp of white Americans in California. Yes, that's Art Torres, chairman of the California Democratic Party, January 1995. Let's see, here's from, okay, the Mecha Group and San Diego City College, that's that revolutionary group on campuses that our tax dollars have been funded for 40 years, tore down the American flag and ran up the Aztlan flag a couple years ago. And they made the statement, America Southwest is no longer a part of the United States, unquote. The text from the El Plan de Aztlan at the University of California says this, folks, right in the text of this Mecha book they have. They call it the Plan de Aztlan. It says, we shall overcome you, Americans, by vote if possible and violence if necessary. Aztlan belongs to those who plant the seeds, water the fields, and gather the crops, and not to foreign Europeans. They call us white folks foreign Europeans here in the United States. And Professor Jose Angel Gutierrez, University of Texas, Arlington, January 1995, says, we have in America an aging white America. They are dying. They are, and I won't use the word he said, I'll say it as we said to our children, they are pooping in their pants with fears, and I love it. That's Professor Jose Angel Gutierrez, University of Texas, Arlington. And here's, comrade of President Clinton, who he gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to, former head of the leftist American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, MALDA, Marxist Mario Oblito, 1998, said this: California is going to be a Mexican state. We're going to control all the institutions. If people don't like it, they should leave. And here's the leader of the Revolutionary Army in America, the Brown Berets de Aztlan, Augustin Zapata, head of the U.S.-based Marxist Chicano Revolutionary Army, Brown Berets de Aztlan. He says here, go back to Simi Valley, you skunks. Go back to Woodland Hills. Go back to Boston. Go back to Plymouth Rock, pilgrims. Get out. We, the Mexicans, are the future. You are old and tired. We have beaten you. Leave like beaten rats. You old white people, it is your duty to die. I mean, these people are serious, folks. I met with 2,000 of them there across in the park across from the Times Mirror, and they were real proud to tell us that they're taken back either by revolution, violent revolution, or they're going to take it back from just overcoming these areas, taking over the political system, and that is exactly what they're doing right now. Let's open the phone lines up, and if nobody calls, we already have one person, Todd in Kansas, on the line, but let me give out the number here if anybody'd like to call in and discuss this or any other subject. Call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And tell you that our police and military associations and police officers across this nation are very concerned about the influx of millions and millions of illegal aliens and terrorists across the southern border being allowed in on purpose. Our police and military are very concerned about that because they truly believe we should have real homeland security instead of this farce that we have under this new communist Chertoff here and his KGB agent and Stasi agent that he's brought in to help him conquer the American people, and Alberto Gonzalez, the Marxist Mexican pro-abort new attorney general. So let's go now to Todd in Kansas. Todd, how are you tonight?
How you doing, Jack?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just really pleased with how all the right people are coming into power around our president to do the job he's given them to do, which is not good for the American people, but they're perfect for the job they've been hired to do, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to say. I have about three things for you. The first thing, I just want to tell you, you know, your last newsletter was outstanding. About ripped your heart out, though.
Yes, it breaks your heart, brother. All of our good people in prison, railroaded into prison. Yeah, we have so many cases, Todd. We only had room for the ones we had there. We had to expand the issue to 24 pages just to get those in.
I'm sure we could. It would be a book by the time you're done.
Yes.
And I was going to say, you know, thinking about it after what you were reading there, they have H.R. 259 been in committee for over 3 weeks now. It's the hate crimes bill. It's been in committee for 3 weeks now, ever since, you know, convening of this session of Congress.
Oh, yeah.
So ADL, Bernie Brunith, they've got it. They're going to try to cram this through. But if they do cram it through, I suggest a lot of white people and black people fill their courts with that hate speech that they're spewing. Because, that's nothing but, kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, you said it.
Isn't this interesting, though, that you won't ever see one of these Marxist revolutionary communists in league with our president in any court in the land? Now that Alberto Gonzalez is there, you won't see any of them.
No, you just be dismissed, or right and left. But
that's right.
Yeah, at the top of the hour, you said about your call from India.
Yes.
You know, I get probably two per day, and I give them two options. Are you from India or the Philippines? And when they tell me, then I carry it on a little bit, and then I get a lot because of running the business, and it ties up the phone and drives you crazy.
Sure.
But then I go and I do a, oh, no, we're losing you. Oh, Kansas tsunami, and hang up. they've got to be spending the time if they've got the net searching down Kansas tsunami, seeing what it is.
Kansas tsunami.
Oh, my. It just drives you nuts, though, when you're busy working and you get all those trash calls, and that's all they are.
Right. I know it, and it just breaks your heart because you know that's an American job that our good internationalist leaders have outsourced so that they can bring America down to third world nation status as fast as they can.
Well, that's right. My daughter's 20, and I know her job, it will be outsourced. I'm surprised it hasn't already. I'm really surprised it hasn't been, but I just got to play with them anymore because know their game, and it's not hard to figure out.
Yeah.
It's one of the two. But I'll let you go there. I just wanted to give you a heads up on that HR 259, too.
Okay, buddy. Yeah, we're aware of it here, and it's going to be something because it's going to be totally aimed at Christians and those that love liberty, and none of these real racist and hate mongers and terrorists and revolutionaries are going to get caught up in it at all.
No, it'll be third graders from to 90-year-olds.
That's right, brother.
It will.
Well, thank you so much, Todd.
All right.
God bless you.
You have
Take
a good
care.
Evening.
All right. Bye-bye now. Okay. Who's on the line? Oh, okay. Well, we got our favorite Marine on the line, Drew in Little Rock, Arkansas. Brother Drew, how are you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Good, good.
You're doing a great job. I'm glad you're letting the people know about it. But I bet you didn't. These people out here didn't know that Idaho was standing up for the people down in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico.
I bet they didn't know that.
Yeah,
right.
there's a man by the name of Robert Vasquez, of all people, and he is not Mexican. He is a Spaniard. And I understand last year he filed a $2 million lawsuit against Mexico and sent him a bill. Down in Caldwell, Idaho?
Is that right?
You remember that? You don't
no,
remember
I,
that?
No, I don't remember
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. It was around April or May of 2003, I say last year.
Tell
it's
me
almost
how
2 years
can,
ago.
Tell me how I can find this man. I'd like to interview him.
I can't tell you. I just know that he's in Caldwell, C-A-L-D-Weld,
okay.
Idaho. The reason I know it is I have the Newsmax story.
Yeah.
From April the 23rd of 2004. I saved it and printed it. I have it hanging on a wall.
Okay.
Right here, and I'm looking at it, and it says, quote here, a lesson for the Fed. The county commissioner in Caldwell, Idaho, has billed the Mexican government $2 million for illegal aliens who have been on the taxpayers' dole. Canyon County Commissioner Robert Vasquez mailed the bill to the closest Mexican consulate in Salt Lake City. He says the county is due more than $1.4 million for jailing criminals and more than $575,000 for doctoring foreign lawbreakers from the nation of Mexico.
Oh, I like this man.
I do too. I thought you knew about him.
I never heard of it before.
That's why I was telling you, the people up there, you know, the people down in Texas, they don't realize that these Aslan people are looking at going all the way up into Idaho.
That's right. Well, they're here. They're all across the country, and we have 25% of all the people in our prisons today are these illegal aliens. And man, it's bad and getting worse all the time, brother.
According to what another report that I have, I have a hand wrote here. I don't have the report in front of me, but when I check with the sheriff of the county, he quoted, I'm quoting here, from the sheriff, 60% of all crimes in the county are created by illegal aliens from Mexico.
Wow.
60%. That's 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'll try to track this guy down and have him on because we need to talk this up, brother, because nobody knows about it. And if they did, a lot of the people there in those southern states, southwest states, would be raising Cain.
Well, look at it like this. Jack, you get all these counties in southwest Texas and New Mexico and Arizona, and the county commissioners start filing lawsuits and sending bills to the Mexican government, and maybe we can make a big dent. Our taxpayer money is taking care of these hospitals, so dadgummit, let's send a bill to them. They want to send their people up here. And another thing, you very well know that the Spaniards deserted, they just up and left Mexico in 1821 and left it to the Aztec Indian tribal people because of the infighting, and the only place that was that the Spaniards had any control over was Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
So you know these people call them Mexican or Spaniards. They're not Chicanos. They're Indian tribes that were spread out around Mexico that constantly fought for hundreds of years. They're They're the remnant of the Aztecs and Inca Indians that fought and warred against each other for several hundred years with no unity whatsoever after the empires fell.
Yeah.
So they have no drive. As long as you've got a business and you're willing to pay them, they'll come work for you.
But yes, sir.
The initiative for them to get out and work, you'll find that is very lacking.
Yeah.
They don't want to start something from scratch, and they don't want to borrow money to start it.
Yeah. Well, brother, thank you for sharing that.
I just thought I'd call you. Oh, yeah. I wanted to say thank you for the newsletter.
Oh, okay.
The one I got a kick of Douglas Carpa. And his smiling face. God bless you. Y'all take care.
Okay, brother. Lord bless you, too. Take care now. Douglas Carpa, great American, been in prison over 10 years because he's a great patriot. What a shame. What a big heart he has. Be right back with more of the program after this break, folks.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Okay, folks, we're coming in hot. Last few minutes of the program here. I want you to get a hold of Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter if you care about the Southwest and your friends and relatives there, or anywhere in America if you care about losing one-third the United States to divide us up and conquer us. That's the plan. But write in to us here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter in order number 40.8. 40.8, Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. And it's all on the Southwest going back under Mexico. All the quotes I read you and so much more quotes from the president, Vicente Fox, about leaving the borders open and why. And the gangs, it talks about Mecha, the student program, and the Aztlan movement. Right into HC, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That's HC, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. For $55, we'll send you 50 of these publications that you can hand out. And believe me, folks, when you hand out a publication on the Southwest going back under Mexico from a police and military organization, people will pay attention. $55.50 will get you 50 issues of this very important process going that the Southwest going under right now. We have to stop it, but we can only stop it with information. Let's go right now to, who was it, Gabe in Texas. Gabe, welcome to the program. We have a couple minutes left.
Thank you, sir. I just want to let you know I was a former member of Mecha, and I think you're right about the divide and conquer strategy.
Yeah.
The way I see it, Mecha, they're really fighting the New World Order, and everything you said, they're doing this against America, they're doing this against America, they're really doing it against the New World Order, because we really know who runs America. And I think I think a lot of that stuff is disinformation. I mean, I never saw any kind of, it wasn't really a Marxist organization, at least when I was in the early 90s. Also, the goals of Mecha it's for people in college. It's a college organization, political activism, and sure, a lot of them are Marxist, or a lot of them, we call them, you know, they're just wanting to fight the power structure, and of course we know about the false left-right paradigm of the New World Order control grid.
Yeah.
And the Marxism is like a lot of the official stuff, you know, some of that stuff no one really takes seriously. I think, it's pretty much like a decentralized organization. Each organization and each school has a unique character. But it's really not about that. I think it's really united and against the New World Order, and not against America.
Okay, Gabe, listen to this. This is from the Article 2, Section 1 of the Mecha Constitution. It says, general membership shall consist of any student who accepts, believes, and works for the goals and objectives of Mecha, including the liberation of Aztlan, meaning self-determination of our people in this occupied state, and the physical liberation of our land of Aztlan, meaning the southwest part of the United States, Brother Gabe.
Well, I looked at that more as a metaphor, not as actually a political revolution. It was more of a social revolution.
Well, you ought to see what they're doing, brother. You ought to see what Alberto Gonzalez and these guys believe.
I think it's a tactic to get the Mexican patriots and the Anglo patriots to not like each other.
Okay.
And I see it as more divisive to the movement instead of inclusive, because they're really fighting the New World Order. And you got to admit, every time you said they're doing this against America, they're doing this against America, if you just substituted they're doing this against the New World Order, then they magically become patriots.
Well,
because that's what they really want.
I know some of these people. My wife was in Mecha, and I know very well what they stand for, Gabe, but thanks for calling in anyway. Lord bless you. Folks, that's it for tonight. This old cop has to get out of here. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, I truly love you, America. Good evening.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.